Today is October 21st. Today we have present Nadia Mullen, Florence Pesterkoff, Nicole Oakley, April Actonen Counselor, and Shauna Hegna. Maybe I'll start by practicing reading the Lord's Prayer since I haven't done it for a little while. Okay. So if you have suggestions on how to pronounce these words better, just tell me. Ahayu nechbat pamani etzkak tankechtuk atchen. Ahayuan teskyu piuchichin piuchikuk. Chali nunami chastun kilahmi. Minachkut huankuda achnechbak nakkanak. Chali prastichkut krihachbet. Or krihabet.
Krihabet.
Chistun huankuda prastiachbet sulupet. Or sulhubet.
Sulhubet.
Chali ahud nechkut asil nguchman anichduchkut. Iachmak. Ashbatlan chali tuknuden chali tankichduden. Arayun chali awakutan chali tankiskak anachnachan. Imaut tawaut ikuinani. Amen.
Very good.
Should there be apostrophe between the C I I and the Q U Q in Piuchikuk?
How do you say it?
Piuchikuk.
Piuchikuk. I think that.
Is that good?
I think it's good, but I'll take a look at the spelling of this one. And then how do you say taste?
Taste you.
It will be done. I think that's spelled right.
Right here on this one, Chestun Huankuda Prastiachbet Sulupet. What's the translation of that? How we forgive our people? I wasn't sure.
Oh, the literal translation.
Yeah.
Chistun is how, right? And then
Huankuda. As we forgive those who trespass against us, yeah. Chistun Huankuda Prastia but Shulutbet.
Okay. So that's just the translation? As we forgive the. Okay.
But Sulupet, that's just people, right? That's not right. People who trespass against us. It's like more like our people.
Right.
So it's like. As we forgive our people, kind of.
Well, I guess isn't it pretty general, people?
Yeah.
People.
People. Suhut, but then.
Let's see, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Just
would it be our own kind of people, or?
Everybody.
Everyone.
But all the people here in Kodiak.
The humans.
Yeah, sugar, but.
So, like all people, maybe?
All people.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I had that right. Okay, I'll see it now. Agayu nuchbet pomani etskap ungichtuk athen. Agayuin teskiu piu chichin piu chikok. Chali nunami chastun kilachmi. Minach gut Honguda Achnachpak Nakkanak. Chali Prastigut
Prastigut
Prastigut Krigahbet
Krigahbet Grihabet
Grihabet Chestun Honguda Prastiahbet
Prastiabet
Prastiabet
Shulutbet
Sulubet
Shulut
Sulut
but
oh, did you hear that?
Sulut
but
Sulut.
Can you say Sulhut?
Sulubut or
Sulhut. Sulhut, that's the way I say.
I say Shulut but
yeah, I heard that T there.
Sulut but
yeah. And then you say
Sulubut? No, Sulutbut would be grammatically correct.
Okay.
Because Sulut, you know, Sulut is many.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then, so we either have Sulutbut or Sulhutbut. Sulhutbut.
Sulutbut.
Two against one.
No,
put it their way.
No, I'm just saying that.
You just have two different ways. Both ways are right. They're just different. Sulut
or
Sulhutbut. Okay.
Do you use the
blends? Just like you. You guys pronounce it a little different all the time. That's the same thing.
No guarantees that how we say it will be the same the next time. Chali Agudenish
Ahutnishkut
Ahutnishkut Asilmohmen Anichduchkut Iyahmek.
Right.
Esbetlan Chali Tukniuten Chali Tankichtun Agayun Chali Awakudan Chali Tankiskak Anachnachen Imout Tawout Ikoinani. Amen.
Do you want to try saying it in unison?
We're gonna have to learn.
You know, these Ishbitlan, that I would put a comma there because that's his universe, Chali, and you put another comma after the Tuk Newton, and then Chali Tanrichtuden, because you stop, and then go on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It would be better understood like that with the hearers.
Okay.
I feel like a fool, but I feel like we should try.
Okay. Wait, let me move my gum. Okay. Agayunach bet pamani et skak. Tan kichtuk at hen. A gaiwin teskiu piu chichin piu chikuk. Chali nunami chestun kilahmi. Minach gut huanguda achanachbak nachanak. Chali prastich gut krikahbet. Chestun huanguda prastiachbet. Sulubet. Chali Ahutnishkut Asilmohmen Anichtukut Iachmek.
Wait,
go back.
Esbet San Chali Tukniuten Chali Tankichtun Arayun Chali Awakutan Chali tankiskak anachnachan. Imaut tawaut ikuinani. Amen.
Good. Very good.
Sounds so much more official when you have more than one person saying it.
Harmonize.
That one made my palms sweat.
It wasn't so bad once we started reading it. Should we try the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe we should each go through it once and then both do it together.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Hui Tunhua Kasnamen Chali Flachman Chali United States of America Men Umin Chali Achnachtachbet Angnachtachbet Tawani Islin Nangach Ngok Ashkiluk Nunachbet Achayutem Achiani or Achani Kupacht Goch Gunani Tumak Stainani Chali Pichuchikuk Tamed Nun.
Okay.
Now they kind of changed that, huh?
Very good.
Yeah, they're trying to take out
Linda's dog. United States, what's wrong with it?
I don't know.
You know, all these years, now they're unconstitutional or something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this man-made law, you know. Why challenge God's law, you know? Mm-hmm. These politicians, all politics, that's all it is.
Yeah. Pretty big battle, I think.
Well, the country was founded on
mm-hmm.
those principles.
And if it goes out of way, it's just that 9 states will disregard it. I mean, they won't have that under God, and all the rest of them will have it. You know, that's something I don't understand the people.
Hui Tunhua Kasnamen Chali Flachman Chali United States of America Men Umen Chali Ungnach Dachbet Tawani Eshin Nanach Ngok Ashiluk Nunachbet Akayudam Achani Kupot Goch Gunani Koch Gunani Tumiak Stainani Chali Pichuch Chikok Tamate Noon.
Good, very
I think the
good.
Hardest word is Angna. Well, I guess it's not once you practice. Angnach Dachbet.
Angnach Dachbet.
Angnach
Dachbet.
One thing I noticed, like we're reading all slow and then we're like, Chali United States of America. Woman Chali.
Just that first grade.
Yeah.
Okay.
Angnach Dachbet is the president.
Angnach Dachbet.
Okay. Hui Tunhua Kasnamen Chali Flachman Chali United States of America Men Umen Chali Angnach Dachbet Tawani Achen Nanach Ngok Ashwiluk Nunachbet Achayutem Achani Kupacht Goch Gunani Tumiak Stainani Chali Pichuchukuk Tamait Nun.
Tumiak Stainani.
Tumiak Stainani, it stands by itself. Yeah, that we didn't have a word for liberty, so we just thought like strength, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Okay. Well, that was a good warm-up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you have, did you have some questions or anything, Ethel?
Well, actually what I was thinking is that I was going to give this to Nadia and ask her to look it over. We're working on a CD-ROM, and we wanted to have a section in the CD-ROM about how in different parts of the island people say things a little bit differently. So I wrote down some words that I thought might be a good example, and I thought maybe we could talk about it, and then you could bring this home and look it over, and you could write down any of your
examples. Okay.
And one example is on a fognak, they say tumanak for fog. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. That's,
But is that from Russian influence?
That's Russian, yeah, Tuman. Yeah. But then I asked this one older man, a relative of yours, Nick Noya, mm-hmm. and he said, Mnungok.
Mnungok.
Fog is Mnungok.
Mnungok. And then Tumanak is just fog from the Russian.
Same, Russian, okay. Tuman.
And then I found three different words for dog. One of them is from Russian, and then two of the other ones are from Aleutic. The first is Pyukhta, for dog, and then Eikuk. Uh-huh. And then Sabakak.
Sabakak is Russian.
Yeah,
you
Russian.
Even leave that out.
Yeah. Well, the only reason I added it was because in an early version of that Unuku song, uh-huh. mm-hmm. it was instead of Pyukhta, it was Sabakak, yeah. uh-huh. whatever, birthday, Chikwa. So I thought that we would keep that in there just as an example of another word that has Russian influence. And then we have the words for fruit. In one half of the island, it comes from English influence, and the other half it comes from Russian influence. On a fog neck, it's fruktak.
Frukta is one.
Frukta,
we'd say for more than one. Frukta.
And then in Akyak, it's frutkak, from English fruit. Because mm-hmm. in Russian it's frukt for fruit, mm-hmm. and in English it's fruit, obviously. So that's an example of how English influences it versus Russian influences it. And then we also have the difference in the pronunciation of the S sound. Like in a fognak in Karluk, you'd say shakulak. And then in southern Kodiak, you'd say sakulak. Sakulak. Do any of you know of any other examples of differences between villages and how you pronounce things, or differences in words?
Mm. I used to hear them just say shakulat.
There's different words for octopus on the island.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How do you guys say it?
We say amigo.
Uh-huh. Utquick. It's real alued utquick.
Utquick?
What?
It's real alued utquick.
Let's see if it's in here.
Utquick.
Yeah, amigook or utquick. But it looks like amigook. They're both Aleutic.
Yeah. Just from different.
So that's good that they're not taken from another. And then another one.
That's a fognak style, and utquick is southern style.
And then don't you have a different word for cockle, for the cockle?
Kamakuk.
I don't know an Aleut word for them.
What about Aleut name? Mamayak.
Mamayak.
That's Russian. Clams. Mamai.
Which ones? Butter?
Yeah, I guess, right?
I don't know. I've heard both mamayak and...
Old Harbor, they like to use mamayak.
Yeah, mamayak. Maybe Old Harbor. Mamayak.
Kapilet. That's Russian.
In Russian, they call the cockles the granyoni. Granyoni.
Kamakuk.
Yeah, they have for clam, mamayak, kamakuk, kamakuk, and kamakuk.
Kamakuk.
And then for cockle, they have taudak.
Taudak.
Taudak. And guskak.
Guskak.
Huskak,
something that's
name
rough.
It. Yeah,
that's
right.
Huskak,
it's not smooth.
Huk.
It's anything though. Anything that's not rough.
Oh, I see.
You know, it's lumpy. I mean, butter clams are smooth.
Mm.
And, cockles are rook.
And then there was different words for fox too. I remember when Dennis was here.
Kohyak.
Kohyak. That's for fox.
Mm-hmm. That's what we say, kohyak.
Mm-hmm. Fox in general.
Yeah, in general.
General fox. There's lots of words for different.
Katiyak.
Katiyak.
That's red fox.
Red fox. Katiyak.
Katiyak.
Red fox.
Uchsuk is a cross fox.
Uchsuk.
Okay. I thought there was differences, but I don't have a marks in here, so maybe there's not differences.
What's uchnguk?
Uchnguk?
Uchnguk, it's climbed up.
Oh. Huh? I thought there was another word for fox that sounded like that.
What?
Uskuk.
Uskuk.
Maybe it was uskuk. Yeah,
uskuk.
Cross fox.
Uskuk, yeah.
Uskuk.
What's silver?
Silver fox.
Tanhichak.
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 Katiyak. And then small fox.
Kauhyangjuk.
Bracket fungus used for making snuff.
Bracket fungus. What's bracket
that
fungus?
That fungus that grows on trees.
Bear's bread.
Oh, bear bread.
Yeah. Bread. There's two words. One for umak, ukmak, for fog nap. You never heard that? It's just right here.
Ukmak.
Ikmik. Ikmik.
Ikmik. That's not on here, though. Snuff. But I've heard that.
The snuff. Ikmik.
Snuff. And then they also have forehead. Do you know the word for forehead?
I don't know.
No.
What do you say there?
It says chukyak.
Chukyak.
And then for fognak it says tatak.
Tatak.
That is the forehead, like mine.
Tatak is right here.
Tatak.
Yeah, right where the brown.
Oh, okay. They must have a bald head.
Tatak is a
little
bald red in the middle.
Okay.
A little swirl.
How do you say seal?
Ishuik.
Ishuik. And how do you say seal? Yeah. Same. Ishuik.
Ishuik.
Yeah.
Ishuik.
Okay.
Ishuik. Ishuik. That's one of those S or
Ishuik
not S.
Ishuik or Ishuik.
S-H.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ishuik.
Ishuik.
Like
those
somebody saying Sue's. Instead of shoes.
That's the only word variances we got the other day with Dennis.
Mm-hmm.
Can you guys think of any other ones, though? Words that you know are different between the different parts of the island?
Right offhand, I can't remember.
Yeah, right offhand.
No.
Well,
Kukchuna.
I'll give this.
Oh, another one
yeah,
is
Kukchuna.
Kukchuna.
Yeah.
And then what's the other one?
Dokak.
Palkak.
Palkak?
Mm-hmm. How do you call smoked salmon?
Balakak.
Balakak.
Yeah. Balak.
But that's from Russia.
Russia,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
But in Harvard they say Balkak.
Balkak. Just a little bit. She says Palkak.
Balakak.
Mm-hmm. Another thing I found out, they'll say, we say Tangchikamgun. They say Tangchikagun.
Well, I've always heard it tang chikam gun.
Oh,
you could say it either way.
Yeah, so it's shortened sometimes.
Yeah, shortened. The same thing.
But that's not like specifically for areas of the island, it's just between different speakers.
Right. Yeah.
I might want to include that though, just like as a different category.
Mm-hmm. I always think it's the younger speakers that shortened it.
We wouldn't probably understand our ancestors, huh?
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't.
Atak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How would you say it's getting windy?
What would you say, Nick?
Akhang yaduchtuk is down to you.
Yeah.
Akhang
yaduchtuk, yeah.
You could say akhang yaduchtuk.
Akhang yaduchtuk?
Yeah. When you look and you say akhang yaduchtuk, sometimes, you know how they used to tell forecast weather, just looking at clouds and stuff. Akhang yaduchtuk. If they saw birds, eagles or seagulls flying her,
they go away,
they're predicting
the
wind, it's
going to
be windy.
You don't see much no more, once in a while.
You do sometimes, my house
when
is, you know,
when the winter's coming real bad. You know, like.
And you can look over the some of these differences, and if you have other ideas, you can write it on there too.
Okay.
And then I was going to see if you would like to record these with me for this, because this is going into a CD-ROM. And you're the only person from a far that would see
any kind of bird.
Oh, okay. How about
most the seagulls to go away?
I think Dennis's would be.
They're expecting wind.
Yeah, you are Dennis.
Yeah.
If you'd like to, then I can record them with you. And if you're not comfortable, then I can ask Dennis.
Okay.
But this would this would be like that meeting with the poster.
Yeah, they're expecting.
Oh,
like where you get a little stipend, and if you want it, you could give that to whoever you want, or you could keep it.
For the wind, just doing the wind is coming, or it's getting windy.
That would be another time. Yeah, I'll look over this.
It's going to get windy.
They said there was another one too. Like there was another weird way to say it. You just said it, Nick. But what was the other way too? You guys said another way.
That's
or it's going to be stormy or the birds, I don't know. You know, we seldom talk Aleut anymore.
I know.
There's nobody to talk with, Catherine and Florence. Dennis, very little. Ella, Torgerson.
But you hardly ever see her, though.
Yeah. I seldom see her, but she speaks very good. So we're forgetting.
See, we're learning too.
Yeah, well, this is good to get you guys all together and talking again. You're.
Amerikaanse te laag pagkakalugi. Amerikaanse te gulit niya wai shu gut, yeah.
We're living among the white people.
Corporation.
All kinds. Ayokut nilmut shu.
Different
nationalities. Ayokut nilmut.
Amerikaanse te aluting, aluting, aluting kung nakasugin. Amerikaanse.
Amerikaanse te bihkwak heet kut. Yeah, we're thankful for the white people.
Comfortable.
Yeah, they make us so comfortable.
They give us comfort.
Chaliyachena
nitawai.
How would you say push button? Pugichet.
Pugitsi.
Pugichet kapuklugui. Pugichet kihe kapuklugui.
Pushing. Pushing buttons. Pugichak is button.
Kapuklugui like typewriters.
Pointing.
Poking.
Push it, you know. Start the dryer, push it, turn the knob to wash clothes. We shouldn't even, so I washed clothes. I just threw them in the washer and pulled them out. Chew me, right?
Brat, kafta.
Chew, kit. Uh-huh. Yeah. Get all black.
I still do that. Uh-huh. I still put soap in.
A chonach mi patam llach chach chitar chit chitimnaga. They used to spread clothes. Those people that had fenced in yards, they would spread their clothes out on the grass
after
the rain
put Phyllis Napta. Mama used to use Phyllis Napta.
I still use Phyllis Napta.
Me too. I carried that on.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
Phyllis Napta brown soap.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that takes stains out real good. Mm-hmm. She used to put the whites, it's something she wanted the sun to bleach on the grass. Because we didn't have fences. Mm-hmm. We didn't have those elk and those kind of things. But they get nice and white.
So she put the soap on it and then the sun would bleach it? Mm-hmm.
Or? Huh. Those,
rinse them again.
In the 50s, they start getting those bring-out machines, washing machines.
Gas-operated.
Yeah, gas-operated. I did. Mm-hmm. Some had pedals.
Oh, yeah.
After a while, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my mom had one of those when we were growing up. It was old.
Oh,
my sister got her arm in the ringer.
In the ringer? Oh, no. That used to happen in a apartment.
That's how Lawrence...
Hair. Yeah.
Next time you see Lawrence Peterson, you know him, you know.
Uh-huh.
Got his fingers cut off on my shoulder. Oh. He put his hand in there, small, and he put his hand in there. He jerked and all that.
Uh-huh.
Most of it, I was there when that happened. Yeah.
And then I know one woman that used to boil her diapers.
Oh, yeah.
They used to have those boilers, you know, and she'd fill it with water, put it on top of the stove, and just stir them up once in a while with a stick, kindling, boiling clothes.
Sanitizing, I guess.
Got some clean, I guess. I never tried it.
I never have either. Clark's was nice and handy.
Kira, what do you want to learn?
Some
more words. There's never ending.
I know there's
words.
Never ending
words.
Nuchnachat.
Nuchnachat demnachat.
Clarks, I thought about how to go jelly. I who not know old China.
That's hard on the fibers. Your clothes wear out fast.
You cook your clothes.
That's what I said. Clothes with Clorox, too much.
Breathing it in too is hard on the lungs.
Oh, Mama had a bad time, and ever since then she never used Clorox. She used too much of it. She was washing clothes.
Boy, now attack, there was one guy. Oh, yeah, we couldn't even get into the washroom. He put so much Clorox.
Oh, no.
Just ate his clothes up. We couldn't even go in there, just burn your eyes, you know. Right in the bunkhouse downstairs. We had to open all the windows. I don't know how much he put it. His clothes are all chewed up. You know, you used them big. Containers, you know, bleach, you know, you just pour them in there. Mm. I guess maybe he thought it was soap or something. They used to come with soap used to come in a big container and bleach. Oh, it was terrible.
Would you say, at quoi kat tut?
At quoi kat? Atkwi would be one garment, I guess.
Atkwi katkhdut.
Quite.
Shali, how do you say? Amlakhdut ukudit?
Ukudit.
Many holes?
What? Oh, ukutik is a bumblebee.
Oh, what's holes?
Clothes. At good.
No,
how
holes.
How do you say a hole?
Oh, hole.
Chaknach is chair.
Chaknach.
Chaknachat.
Yeah. Chaknachat.
Oh, ukinak. What's ukinak? Or is that like just a hole in the ground?
What?
A hole? Ukinak?
Ukinak?
Ukinak is a punch something, you know.
Yeah.
Punch something, like with a needle.
Oh.
You know, punch anything. Ukiluku.
Oh, yeah, ukiluku, yeah.
Pankakugishu.
Yeah. Pankakugishu. You know, you punch a hole in something.
Mm-hmm. Like when you lance people, I remember the ugishuku, ugishuku.
How did we say it when they lanced?
Igushiku.
Ugi.
Ah.
No. There's another word for it. Taki.
Taki lugu. Taki lugu. Taki lugu. And then the Russians had some kind of machinka, like clippers. It would make a hole, but maybe 12 little
ukis,
just like scratches, and then blood would ooze out.
Oh my! They bled people.
Machine ki, yeah. Takiluku, my grandfather. I remember Takit, my older brother, and his knee was swollen, and my mom was the nurse. Dedushka was the doctor and lanced him, and then they used to use a
horn
from a cow, and then
What did they call that?
Mluhyak.
Mluhyak. Mluhyak.
Mluhyak. The horn.
Mluhyak. You suck mluk. Means suck.
Suck. Mluhyak.
Mluhyak.
And then it had a little piece of leather.
Yeah, I don't know for what.
I was too young, I guess, to take all that in.
I used to watch them do it, though. I used to watch them.
And then some fluid stuff came out, you know, from the knee. And then after that, he was fine. No more knee problems.
That's what they used to do with the head, too. And take all the bad blood.
Headaches.
You know, anything that's bad, they just drain it out. That's
you guys should have lanced me yesterday.
We didn't have no mluhyaks. Oh, yeah. I seen them down. I see one down there.
At the museum.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have one down there.
I'll take one of those.
One of those horns.
Lance.
One of the horns that you suck through.
Oh, yeah. In the Russian museum?
In our museum, the Aleutic Museum.
Oh, really?
Museum. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where did you get the horn from?
I think somebody donated it to the museum. It was passed down in their family, and of course they didn't use it anymore.
So. Yeah, I seen it the other time when we were looking around.
So what was that horn? Where did it come from?
I think this one
animal?
Was mountain goat.
Oh,
mountain goat horn.
Oh, no, in the Fornik, I think they used cow horns.
Whatever worked, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
I guess so.
Kita?
Well, I wanted to practice some of that stuff that Shauna was practicing yesterday with the endings, ITU and stuff like that, but I feel like I need help. So, do you have those sheets? Okay, I'll just have to wing it.
I don't think I do.
Let me double check, make sure I don't have them too.
No, I took them out to work on them, and I don't think I put them back.
Okay.
Are these all Kodiak Island and Kodiak of Orphanic Island words you have?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's some that are different. You must have got them for elsewhere. English Bay or
Well, this is supposed to be all Kodiak, but there are some mistakes in it.
Oh, I see.
And some things that didn't make it in, so that's why we take notes in our dictionary. When we find a new word, we put it in there
so that we can add it, because April's working on a new dictionary, so it should be done soon.
Oh,
well, like in 3 years or something.
Yeah.
Soon enough.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you want some more?
Kukangchuk. Ah, yes. I like the little two. The Kukangchuk.
Amidatok.
Amita Dukwa, they'd get a dollar for this in a Farknek. Mr. Payoman used to buy some. There were three stores in a Farknek, and later one, another one was built, so there was four stores. Mr. Shigley had two.
When I used to do it, I used to get 50 cents for them. I think the most I ever got
was 75. Are still on here.
All depends how, what size they were.
Yeah, In the Ksunachtok.
Okay.
Amitaduk.
Takukak. Just an aptacha dance.
Achmach.
Suchtuk. He wants to dance.
Achmach yuchtuk.
Achmach yuchtuk.
He wants to dance.
Achmach yuchtuten. Let's see, just an aptachat, let's dance.
Ach, mwach, tchkuk.
Maluk, takukak, ach, mwach, dut.
Ach,
mwach,
tuk. Yeah.
Chali, takukang, tchuk, ach, mwach, dut.
Ach, mwach, dut, yeah.
Hui sakahtwa, hui chali, takukak sakahtuk. Akum kutahtuk. Akum kutahtuk chali. Maluk takukak. Akumok.
Yeah. Akumok, yes.
let's see. Hui inach yuchtua.
Inach koch yuchtua.
Inach koch yuchtua.
Inach kokudachtua.
Inach kokudachtua. I want to lay down.
I'm going to lay down.
How do you say I want to lay down?
Inach koch yuchtua.
Inach koch yuchtua.
We said inach koch yuchtua, that's for the night. But you take a little rest for lay on the couch. Inach ngangwach chikwa. Yeah, just lay for 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Inach ngangwach.
Inach ngangwach kudachtwa. Inach
ngangwach kudachtwa. Just rest for a bit.
Where's that ngwach?
Inach ngangwach kudachtwa chali. Inach ngangwach duk.
Duk.
Tum, two of them, two. Tup, yeah.
Okay. Inach ngangwach duk.
Inach ngangwach duk. What would you say? Shakkehtuk.
Shakkehtuk.
Yeah, they're resting. They're resting from being so tired.
Unatakukak. Askach. Gudachtok.
Going to wake up.
Schachtok.
Muk. Just doing a prachat gada. Makt gudachtok. Unatakukak akumok. Katchtok takukak.
Katskak.
Katskak takukak.
How about the quick homework? He must have fell asleep.
Una takukak quim. Oh, quimachtuk, that's swimming. Kawachtuk. Kawachtuk awai.
That's good.
Natan
Akumok,
he sat down.
Akumok. Takukak, nangach suchtuk or nangach yuchtuk, they want.
Nangach chuchtuk.
Nangach kudachtuk. Nangachtuk. Nangach ngok. Chingachtuk. Mluachtuk. What are some of the other endings?
Well, you could do I to you or I to it.
Okay. Inach chikamkan. I'm laying it down.
Inach chikamkan.
Nangach chikamkan. I'm standing you up.
Yeah.
Just an akhtachat, I am laying it down.
Inacht shikaka.
Inacht shikaka.
Inacht kudaka.
Inacht kudaka.
I will lay it down.
Inacht kudaka. Nangacht kudatuk.
Nangacht kudatuk.
Nangacht kudatuk. Nangacht kudatut.
Nangacht kudatut.
Nangacht kudach.
They're going to stand up.
Nangacht kudach tut.
Nangacht kudach tut.
Nangacht kudanka. I will stand them up.
Nangacht kudanka. Nangacht kudanka. I will stand them up. Akum kudanka. I will sit them down.
Akum kudanka.
Akum kwakudaka. Akum kwakudaka. Nangacht kuda.
Nangacht kuda.
Nangacht
kuda. Nangacht kuda.
Nangacht
kudaka.
Nangacht kudaka.
Nangacht kudaka.
I'm going to make it understand.
I will stand both of them up.
Nangacht skudachka.
Nangacht skudachka. Nangacht skudachka.
Different ending now for you too, huh?
Yeah, that's different.
Nangacht
skudachka.
I am doing something to both of them.
Let's see, what else can I do to them?
I'm going to let him run. It'll be hard, though.
Let's see. Just an akhtachat, I am putting them both on the table.
Tamachta.
Stulum and siakka.
Siakka. So, siakka, siakka, and Sianka. Sianka. Okay. So, tuaka, tuahka, tuanka.
Right.
Sianka, singahka, sianka.
Yes, sianka.
Tumiakaka, tumiakaka, tumiakanka.
Very good.
Let's try that with inacht staka Stanka.
Right.
Okay. This is more complicated than I
thought. Yeah, I want to ask, so what's the difference between, what April was just reviewing with the Anska, Akka, and Anka? What's the difference between those three endings and, Akka?
Akka. That's your...
Something to it.
Uh-huh.
What's that? What's the difference between, Duanka and, or I'm trying to think of an example. Before when she was dancing with the bears, it's Maki Yuaka, right? Maki Chuaka. I will bathe it.
No, I want to bathe it.
I want to bathe it. What's the difference between that and Maki Atsuka? Is that what?
Atsuka?
Maki Chikaka.
No, what was the last ending you were just working on?
Hiyaka, Hiyaka, and Hiyanka.
Yeah, what's the difference?
I think that's I am doing it versus I want to do it.
Or I am doing it instead of I am doing it to it. Is that the difference?
No.
Hiyanka versus Hiyaka.
I will. Hiyaka. Okay, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Hiyaka.
Not the chi or the yuch. Mm-hmm. That's not... I'm wondering about the akka versus the... what's the difference between those two endings?
Okay, hiyaka.
Uh-huh.
You're doing it now. Hiyaka.
I put
hiyaka. Hiyaka. I'm still holding it. I'll do it in a little bit.
Hiyaka.
Hiyaka. Yeah, you can say adaku, but you're not doing it right now.
Okay.
Siyaka would be right.
Yeah, siyaka. Mm-hmm. I'm doing it now.
Siyaka.
Siyaka.
Later on.
Yeah, not right now, but I will do it.
Okay. Now, what about... What was the...
Siyaka.
Hiyaka, that's to two. Yeah. I am doing it to two.
Mm-hmm.
And Hiyanka is three.
Three.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I got confused because we went over too many endings.
Yeah, that's a lot to...
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
To mm-hmm. learn to
say. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. I'm going to start out slow. Wait, I'll do just one. Apchukaka. 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 Apdaka.
What's up?
To ask. I'm asking it. Abdaka. Makayuhtwa.
Yeah.
Ah. Huangunuk. Makikunuk.
Makichikokuk.
Makichikokuk. Okay. Can I play with that one? Wamsuaka. Amidaduk. Huh?
Wamuchuaka.
Wamuchuaka. Amidaduk.
Wamuchuaka.
Wamukaka. Wamutaka. Wamutaka.
Wamutaka.
Wamutaka. Amidaduk. Amidaduk. Ankumahwihmi.
Mm-hmm.
It lane.
Inach.
Inach.
Inach
ngok.
Amitaduk.
Amitaduk. Inach ngok.
Akum mahwehmi.
Akum mahwehmi. Aya! Akumok amitaduk.
Akum wikaka amitaduk.
Akum wikaka.
Akum wikaka amitaduk.
You sat on it.
Just like Pyuhtaka Akum wikaka. You sat on your dog. Or you sit on anything.
Akum wikaka.
Akum wikaka. Okay, amitaduk. Akumok kufiamstula.
Kufiamstula.
She's sitting him on the coffee table.
Amitaduk. Oh, wait. How come I can't remember lay down today?
Inach kudachto.
Inach gudachtuk amitaduk.
Or inach chikaka, are you going to lay down?
Inach chikaka amitaduk kumach kufiam stula. Takukak, takukangchuk, akumok, kalikat.
Kaligami.
Kaligami. Takukangchuk, Nanach chikaka kaligami.
Nanach chikaka.
Nanach
chikaka.
Nanach chikaka. Kaligami. Duk taku kangchuk. Nanach ngok. Kaligami. Taku kak. Tu miak.
Tuha karantazak.
Tuha karantazak.
Karantazak tu miaka.
Tu miaka.
Holding.
Okay. Tu miaka, is that I'm making the bear hold it, or it's just holding it?
It's holding
okay.
Oh, so is this where if the subject is the bear, then it's tu miaka? The bear is holding the pencil, and then if the subject is the pencil, it's tumiaka karantasak.
Tumiaka.
But she put it down in karantasak tu kudacha.
Kudacha.
Tu kudacha.
Karantasak tu ka. Taken it.
Oh, he's stuck to
it. Pachihuananakhto.
Mangi kodakha is going to chew on it.
Pachihuananakhto.
Nakhto kitakan.
What else can I say? Chestun aptahat hagin.
Aptaha.
Aptaha.
Akta.
Takukak. Aktaha.
Takukam okta.
Akta. Takukam akta.
Angayonu okta. His partner, hugging his partner.
Takukak. Takukak okta.
Takukak chuna. Chung. Wait, it'll come to me. Chunachduk. Chinachduk. Huanguda akum mot.
Akum mahukumi, akum mohut.
Akum mohut.
Akum mohut.
Akum mohut.
Akum mohut.
Akum mohut.
Akum mohut. Huanguda Nanach chikogut.
You can stand up.
Nanach chikogut.
Yeah.
Huanguda nanach. Nanach.
Nang.
Nangach.
Nanach
ngok. Nanach ngok.
Nanach
ngokut.
Nan. Okay. Huanguda nanach ngokut.
Good.
Good. Okay, let me practice that again. These are really hard for me. Huanguda nanach ngokut. Okay. Dakukak. Dakukak.
Akum kudach tuk. Are they going to sit?
Kudach tuk.
Tuk.
Kudach tuk.
Kui akum kudach tua.
Good.
Tamam da kum mo good.
Tamam da.
Akum mo good.
Akum.
All of us are sitting down.
Tamam da, all of us?
It's just like Huang Guda. Mm-hmm. And tamamda.
Tamamda.
Tamamda. We are all. It's exactly the same thing, Huanguda and tamamda.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's the same as Huanguda.
Same. Tamamda.
Tamamda.
Tumiakuduk.
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 They're holding each other.
Yeah, they're holding. You could either hands or,
And then this way is
Oksnangwach.
Half a hug.
Oktaka.
You squeeze. Ok is squeeze.
Oksangwacha. Is there?
Yeah.
Is that he is holding her, or he's
hugging?
They're hugging. They're hugging, or they're half hugging.
Yeah. This is a whole hug. Yeah, just one person is hugging, Akta.
Tanqiqa. Oh, tomachak, shwakudachtum. The sun is going to peek through. Tanqiqa, it's getting light.
Tanqiqa.
Tanqiqa. Lots of words.
Kudacha. It's going to.
Tanqiqa. Mani. Unuk igani. Ashma akshanguk, chali kitinguk, ukswami pachnayuk.
Pachnaya is starting to get cold.
Cold is coming.
Pachnaya dohtok.
Yeah, that's about all it's doing outside.
And that's enough.
Pachnaya dohtok.
Chestoon.
Earlier he saw the island, and now he can't see that.
No, earlier I didn't see it.
He could see it now. Mm-hmm. Mm. Fog's lifting. Kulwachta.
If you were around us, you know, talking all the time, you would catch on. Mm-hmm. I guess think that's the way we learned, I guess.
How, if we wanted to learn Filipino or Samoan, or we'd be struggling worse than them.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like Rodney and Norman Saxton. And nobody taught them. They were just around us talking to them. Uh-huh. They start talking.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They were good.
I think that's what I did, too. Yeah. Just picked it up.
That's the way I learned.
Uh-huh.
Nobody taught me.
Because they seldom spoke at home, just when company came, you know, that spoke Aleut. Mm-hmm.
But if Norman, the younger one, boy, he could talk Aleut just perfect. Mm-hmm. And blonde.
Mm-hmm.
He talked was Bucknum. Maybe he must have died, huh?
Rodney
Saxton.
What was wrong with him?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, there's nothing wrong. The last time I saw him, that's many years ago. I never heard of him anymore. He was in La Conner. Down there, of course. He was married to an Indian. An Indian down there. But, you know, just like Harvey Anderson. He got lost out there. Something to him. Harvey Anderson, he's from here, you know. Apache's brother.
Mm-hmm.
He was married to a big Indian. They used to live out here in a trailer someplace. That's where I bought that one freezer I got from him, from Sears Roebuck, 1969. It was outside, and I asked him, he said it was for sale, so I bought it for $75. Mm-hmm. And I had it for over 30 years.
Wow.
It was still working when I threw it away, but it's all
rusted
out. They're still working.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. 30 years, I never had a problem with that.
Uh-huh.
Sears Roebuck.
They used to build stuff real sturdy, you know. Mm.
It's like boats they used to.
Yes. Yep.
Well, maybe we could plan for our session tomorrow. Can you stop? I don't know how to work that one.
Was that a new one?